Did you know that if you live another 19 years until the age of 80, you will witness the population triple in your lifetime? One lifetime, a tripling. Think of the implications. As you know, your World Health Organization has again increased its forecasts, predicting there will be some 9 billion people on Earth before the midpoint of this century. Animal species are going extinct at a precipitously accelerated rate. The demand for dwindling natural resources is skyrocketing. Clean water is harder and harder to come by. By any biological gauge, our species has exceeded our sustainable numbers. And in the face of this disaster, the World Health Organization, the gatekeeper of the planet's health, is investing in things like curing diabetes, filling blood banks, battling cancer. He paused, staring directly at her. And so I brought you here to ask you directly why the hell the World Health Organization does not have the guts to deal with this issue head on. Elizabeth was seething now.
Whoever you are, you know damned well the WHO takes overpopulation very seriously. Recently, we spent millions of dollars sending doctors into Africa to deliver free condoms and educate people about birth control.
Ah, yes, the lanky man derided. And an even bigger army of Catholic missionaries marched in on your heels and told the Africans that if they used the condoms, they'd all go to hell. Africa has a new environmental issue now. Landfills overflowing with unused condoms.
Elizabeth strained to hold her tongue. He was correct on this point, and yet modern Catholics were starting to fight back against the Vatican's meddling in reproductive issues. Most notably, Melinda Gates, a devout Catholic herself, had bravely risked the wrath of her own church by pledging $560 million to help improve access to birth control around the world. Elizabeth Sinsky had gone on record many times saying that Bill and Melinda Gates deserved to be canonized for all they'd done through their foundation to improve world health. Sadly, the only institution capable of conferring sainthood somehow failed to see the Christian nature of their efforts.
Dr. Sinsky, the shadow continued, what the World Health Organization fails to recognize is that there is only one global health issue.
He pointed again to the grim image on the screen, a sea of tangled, cloying humanity.
And this is it. He paused. I realize you are a scientist, and therefore perhaps not a student of the classics or the fine arts. So let me offer another image that may speak to you in a language you can better understand.
The room went dark for an instant, and the screen refreshed. The new image was one Elizabeth had seen many times. A graph depicting the alarming growth of population in recent years. And it always brought an eerie sense of inevitability. A heavy silence settled in the room.
Yes, the lanky man finally said. Silent terror is an apt response to this graph. Seeing it is a bit like staring into the headlight of an oncoming locomotive.
Slowly, the man turned to Elizabeth and gave her a tight, condescending smile.
Any questions, Dr. Sinsky?
Just one, she fired back. Did you bring me here to lecture me or insult me?
Neither.
His voice turned eerily cajoling.
I brought you here to work with you.